everyone. Welcome back to another episode of AI Unchained, where we delve deep into the cutting-edge world of technology, business, and occasionally the absurdities of politics. I'm your host, Jack, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Core. How's it going, Core?
Fantastic, Jack. Ready for another roller coaster ride through the tech universe. Today, we've got some juicy topics lined up, from breakthrough advancements in AI to the wild, wild west of Web 3.0, and a sprinkle of politically charged tech news. Should we dive right in?
Absolutely. But first, a big shout out to our listeners for tuning in and keeping this show alive. Your feedback has been incredible, and we're pumped to keep delivering the best tech insights out there. Now, Core, I heard you were up to some interesting stuff last weekend. Fill us in.
Haha. Oh, Jack, you know me too well. I went down a rabbit hole trying to understand the latest AI framework release. That thing is like decoding the Matrix, but I think I found some Easter eggs that'll blow your mind.
Always the AI detective, aren't you? Well, I hope you're ready to share those findings because we're kicking off today with an in-depth look at that very same framework. Spoiler alert, it's a game changer.
Absolutely. Can't wait. And after that, don't think I've forgotten about you teasing me with that Web 3.0 scoop. I'm sure our listeners are dying to hear what on earth is going on in that ever-evolving space. Hint, it might involve some eye-popping figures and visionary predictions.
You bet. Let's just say, if you thought Bitcoin was a wild ride, wait until you hear about the latest decentralized developments. But before we turn your brain into mush with all the tech talk, we've got a few spicy bits of political tech drama brewing that will untangle. Anyone say election hacking claims 2.0?
Jack, I swear. The only thing more dramatic than that is you trying to code while live streaming. Stick around, folks, because that's not all. We've also got a segment on the ethics of AI, the discussion that's both heating up and necessary as these technologies become ever more pervasive in our lives.
And with that, let's jump right in. First up, Core's AI framework discovery. So strap in, everyone. It's going to be a wild ride. So diving back into the Aperi incident at that conference, it absolutely fascinates me how the world of mathematics can sometimes resemble a theatrical drama. Imagine walking into a room where everyone's geared up for some kind of intellectual showdown, expecting trickery only to be blown away by an actual breakthrough.
Oh, totally, Jack. The skepticism around Aperi was almost tangible. He was like the underdog no one expected to pull off anything big. It's a bit like when a wildcard startup suddenly disrupts a whole industry.
Exactly. And what's even more intriguing is the fact that his approach was so unconventional. People didn't know how to take him seriously, partly because of his accent and his maverick persona. It's like the tech world equivalent of someone showing up at a major conference in flip-flops and a Hawaiian shirt while everyone else is in suits.
Haha, right? And I think there's a lesson there about not judging a book by its cover. Sometimes the most significant insights come from the most unexpected places and people. Aperi proved that in spades.
Yeah. And let's not forget, the mathematical community itself isn't immune to biases. There are gatekeepers and traditionalists, just like in business or politics. Everyone's skeptical of anything that disrupts the norm. Aperi challenged the status quo, and that ruffled feathers.
And speaking of gatekeepers, isn't it fascinating how similar this is to corporate innovation? You've got the big players who control the market, and then someone new comes in with a game-changing idea. Initially, it's met with doubt, maybe even ridicule, but over time, if it's valid, it shakes things up.
Spot on. Core, it parallels how startups face initial skepticism, but with persistence and a breakthrough product can revolutionize an industry. I mean, look at companies like Tesla. They went from being laughed at to leading the automotive industry in electric vehicles.
Absolutely. And think about the personal courage required to stand firm in the face of doubt. Aperi didn't just have to convince others. He had to push past their ridicule and even his own potential self-doubt to deliver his finding.
Yeah, that's inspiring on so many levels. You know, it's one thing to deal with your own day-to-day problems or naysayers, but to overturn centuries of mathematical assumptions, that's monumental.
Imagine being in that room and watching the initial skepticism turn into awe. It's like seeing disbelief dissolve into recognition. That moment must have been electrifying.
Yes. I've always wondered if being at the forefront of a groundbreaking moment feels more like a personal victory or a vindication. Like, did Apery walk out of that session with a triumphant, I told you so look?
Haha, he must have. It goes to show that innovation can come from anywhere and anyone, regardless of their background or preconceptions others hold about them.
It's stories like Apery's that remind us that intellectual bravery can shift paradigms. And isn't that the heart of what drives technological advancements, business pivots, and even political revolutions?
True. So next time we hear a wild idea or a seemingly outlandish claim, perhaps we should be a bit more open-minded. You never know. We might just be hearing the next big revolution.
Couldn't agree more, Cor. He proves that we should embrace the unexpected and the unconventional, because sometimes that's where the magic really happens. So Cor, there's this interesting and pretty eerie story about a so-called impressive account that was fully generated by ChatGPT. Apparently, it was detailed and believable, until someone with a sharp eye pointed out it was filled with random inaccuracies. This account misled readers to believe it was genuine research. How do we balance the advancements AI brings with the need for accuracy and authenticity?
Honestly, Jack, it's a tightrope walk. ChatGPT and its like are incredible for generating coherent text and even answering questions, but they're sometimes wildly off the mark. What really gets me is, despite these highs and lows of performance, people can get lulled into trusting AI too much too quickly.
Right, and that's a major pitfall. The correspondent in the story mentioned relying on ChatGPT so heavily that they forgot its tendency to spew random bullshit, as they put it. I mean, we've seen AI claim expertise in literature it hasn't even been programmed with. But can you blame them? When technology works great, 90% of the time, it's easy to forget it can drop the ball.
Absolutely. This librarian, Charlotte, then stepped in and showcased the true value of what they call the noble professions. It's remarkable. Her approach was spot on because she organized information how humans think, unlike an AI model that just regurgitates data without true understanding.
And that's where the heart of the issue lies. Librarians, archivists, catalogers, and indexers have this nuanced skill of navigating through information accurately. They possess critical thinking, something AI lacks. It's these qualities that AI just can't replicate, at least not yet.
Precisely. Think about it. If Charlotte hadn't scrutinized that account, it would have remained in circulation, misleading people. This incident underlines the need for human oversight. AI can help with the heavy lifting, but we need humans to spot the nuances and context-specific inaccuracies that machines overlook.
And this recent episode also reminds me of the first international ARPANET connection from London to the US in 1973. It required immense human intervention and problem-solving to get the equipment through customs and avoid hefty duties. Fast forward to now, that same ingenuity is necessary to manage and evaluate AI output.
That's a great throwback, Jack. And imagine the immense development from 1973 till now. Yet, we see technology hitting roadblocks when it comes to accuracy and context. It's like a reminder that no matter how much tech advances, humans are indispensable in making sense of the results.
Indeed. Plus, it's essential to train and educate users about both the advantages and limitations of AI tools. The missteps are expected, but knowing that can streamline better collaboration between AI and humans.
Pushing for this collaborative effort is the way forward. Plus, instilling a sense of critical evaluation in tech users can mitigate the risks of over-reliance on tools like ChatGPT. Transparency in AI's capabilities and limitations should be paramount.
Agreed. I think it all boils down to responsible usage and understanding. While AI can assist in numerous ways, the final review and critical assessment should always lie within human hands.
Well said, Jack. It's about embracing AI's potential while maintaining the critical human element to ensure we aren't led astray by machines that still fundamentally lack understanding.
And on that note, we should always cherish the old knowledge and skills those noble professions bring to the table. After all, it's a blend of traditional wisdom and modern technology that will take us forward. So, Core, I was thinking about our earlier point on maintainers and the challenges they face with something as deceptively simple as switching from main to its wide character counterpart. You know, it's not just a matter of tweaking a bit of code and off you go. You've got to rewrite variable definitions, argument parsing, the whole shebang.
Absolutely, Jack. Moving from char to char to underscore T star is no small feat. It reminds me of trying to convert all the street signs in a city from English to Pinyin overnight. It's doable, but you'd need a lot of resources, and there's room for quite a few mistakes along the way.
And it's not just about rewriting the code. It's about understanding every single nook and cranny where those changes will have an impact, not to mention legacy systems and old APIs like RedQueryValue. They're everywhere like little digital landmines.
Right. And considering Windows' obsession with backward compatibility, it's like they've built this massive Jenga-like structure. You move one little piece, who knows what could collapse.
Exactly. You've got this monster code base, and maintainers are like the brave souls trying to untangle a giant knot. But, you know, this seamless compatibility has a big advantage, too. It's why you can still run some ancient software on modern Windows machines.
True. But getting back to our point about security versus simple fixes, maintainers would probably love to help with a quick patch. The reality, though, is it's often not quick and not simple. We tend to oversimplify the complexity of real-world systems when we discuss them.
And speaking of complexity, it's kind of like Apery's proof for the irrationality of Zeta 3, right? Back in 1975, once mathematicians reluctantly accepted it, they hoped for a flood of similar results. But turns out it didn't just open the door to a wave of new proofs.
Exactly. Once you think you've unlocked one mystery, there's always another locked door behind it. Just because we understand why Zeta 3 is irrational doesn't mean we've solved all irrationality problems.
It's like we sail into one solution and crash into another set of unsolved problems.
Kind of reminds you of the constant upgrades in something like machine learning and AI, where each breakthrough just opens a whole new can of worms. Hey, speaking of AI, have you seen the capabilities of Zcair's autonomous driving controller?
Oh, with the 14 high-definition cameras? Yeah, that's something. It's like having a dozen eagle-eyed co-pilots all chiming in simultaneously.
Exactly. Upgrading to those kinds of systems can be painful for older models. But, oh boy, the gains in data and safety. Imagine driving down the road with 14 assistants, each mapping out the best route. No more blinds.
If only we could get our code upgrades to be that seamless, right? Just plug in some new modules, and there you go. Modernized legacy code. But then again, we'd probably still have to deal with those ASCII gremlins lurking in the old APIs.
And not to mention the different communication protocols across networks, like TCP/IP, another seemingly small change that has had world-altering impacts. Thanks, Bob Kahn and Vint Cerf.
Those two really built the backbone of what we're working with today. Imagine the networks back then. They basically stitched together various digital countries into one big internet world.
It's all about improving connectivity, whether it's networks or code character sets. Speaking of improvements, this acquisition of Accolade by Transcarent seems huge. They're aiming to revolutionize not just healthcare access, but overall member experience.
Yeah, companies consolidating to enhance user experience is an interesting trend. Maybe we need something similar for legacy code, like a centralized service that simplifies these painful upgrades.
Maybe in the future. But until then, we'll just have to rely on our brilliant maintainers who often need to juggle these complex issues. It's less about making simple, quick fixes and more about strategic work that feels a bit like navigating a very interconnected, sometimes fragile web.
All right, Cor, let's dive back into the conversation. You had a fascinating point earlier about the influence of Ruth Cecilia Payne on your education. It's amazing how those small gestures like money for stationery can have a big impact.
Absolutely, Jack. Ruth's encouragement about my education can't be overstated. It's crazy to think how such a modest mailing, which she probably never gave a second thought to, meant the world to me every school year.
Speaking of encouragement and early influences, let's pivot to the tech side. Did you hear about Donald Davies and his role in networking at the National Physical Laboratory in the 1970s? I mean, he was onto something huge with packet switching. But the British Post Office roadblocked his vision for a national digital network. It's both fascinating and frustrating.
Yeah, Davies was definitely ahead of his time. Imagine how different the digital landscape might be today if his project had been allowed to expand beyond the lab. It's a classic case of bureaucracy stifling innovation. It's almost ironic how something developed with the intent to connect was limited by an institution that should have been about connecting people.
Absolutely. It's like they put the post in postmodern irony. But let's switch gears for a moment. On the note of innovation, I read about this new smart espresso machine from Meticulous. It's got robotic levers and sensors to make the perfect coffee. Pre-order price is $1,350 and another $250 for the milk steamer. I love coffee, but even I have my limits. What did you think?
Honestly, I chuckled when I read about it. I mean, sure, it's cool to have a machine that can make coffee as well as a trained barista, but come on, $1,600 for a caffeine fix? Feels like the price tag is the real jolt here.
Right. It's like a gadget straight out of CES, where reality and satire are indistinguishable. These shows always seem to blur the line between practical and pure fantasy.
Speaking of blurring lines, that In Case of Death bundle is both morbid and intriguing. An iPad case that wipes your history and sends out a final post when you die? I can't decide if it's a pragmatic preemptive strike on your digital legacy or another dystopian gimmick.
Haha, that's a bit morose, no doubt. But maybe there's a market for it? After all, people are increasingly concerned about their digital footprint. Plus, who wouldn't want to ensure their search history isn't the last thing their loved ones stumble upon?
Haha, yeah, last thing my loved ones need is to find out I spent my final days binge-watching cat videos. But seriously, it goes to show how technology is shaping new facets of our lives and, apparently, our deaths.
Indeed. And on the topic of video tech, captions positioning itself as an alternative to TikTok's CapCut is a savvy move. People want reliable, easy-to-use editing tools. If TikTok gets banned, captions could clean house.
Yes, and it shows how volatile the tech landscape can be. Companies like Captions are smart to ride the wave confidently. But let's not forget the partnership between Royal Bank of Canada and Cohere. North for Banking is an enterprise-level deployment that could revolutionize financial services.
Absolutely. Financial institutions implementing AI platforms could mean big changes. Further proof that AI is seeping into every industry. It's like AI's tentacles are reaching everywhere, from making our coffee to managing our money. Exciting times, right?
Definitely. Every new story underscores how interconnected our world is becoming. But that raises an interesting point. How much innovation is too much? At what point do we say it's enough?
That, my friend, is a question for the ages. We'll need two smart espresso machines to keep that debate going.
True that, Jack. Speaking of debates, let's circle back.
All right, folks. That wraps up another energetic episode of AI Unchained. We touched on quite a few hot topics today, from the latest breakthroughs in machine learning to the intriguing developments in the tech acquisition space.
And let's not forget our spirited debate on the implications of recent political shifts on the tech industry. And Jack, you really went there with that analogy about policy changes and quantum computing. I'm still processing that.
Well, you know me, Core gotta keep it spicy. Seriously, though, it's fascinating to see how these elements intertwine and shape the world we're navigating, almost like a neural network itself.
Absolutely. It's a dynamic landscape, and we're here to help our audience stay ahead of the curve. I hope everyone enjoyed our deep dive into the future of AI and its applications in everything from healthcare to autonomous vehicles.
And don't forget about the fun we had dissecting the latest updates in the crypto space. You know we love a good blockchain banter.
Oh, for sure. There's never a dull moment when it comes to cryptocurrencies and the metaverse. You threw in some pretty good one-liners there, too.
I try. Humor is an art, just like coding. But on a serious note, thank you to our listeners for joining us today on AI Unchained. Your support and feedback are what keep us going.
And we really do hope you gained some valuable insights and maybe even a few laughs along the way. Your engagement is what makes this all worthwhile.
So, until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and definitely stay unchained.
See you next time, everyone.
Cheers.